iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to the iWellness Show right here on iGlobal Radio. My name's Tony Patty and today I'm joined by the very talented Asmina Dua. And I'll tell you why I'm saying that she's talented, because Asmina is a happiness coach. She is a personal development trainer, author, and also an international speaker. Now, she has a passion for helping individuals and teams in the workplace, and she empowers people to discover the freedom to be themselves and the freedom to be an important part of a highly successful team. Working with Asmina is always a win-win situation, and the benefits gained by the individual and the team and the business are considerable. And that's something we're going to be learning all about today. And some of the subjects that we are going to be discussing today with Asmina is about gratitude. Why is it so important to possess gratitude? We'll go into detail about that in a moment. Three steps to thinking differently. Who are you blaming? And are you comfortable but not happy? Interesting items, I know. And it's certainly intriguing just reading out the introduction. I'm even more intrigued and happy to introduce to you Asmina Dua herself, who joins us today on the program right here on Global Radio. Asmina, a very warm welcome to you and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Feeling very grateful and humbled to be here on your program.
Thank you very much indeed. So I've given a bit of a background into your life in a nutshell, but you chose to lead a life of, let's say, if I may quote something that you wrote, sharing your life's journey because I am free. Now, this is something that must have occurred to you at some point in your life where you wanted transformation and change in your life. So let's start by talking about that.
Sure, yeah. So I think transformation happens with a lot of people when something kind of strikes as, this isn't right in my life right now. And for me, it was actually in my 40s when I think I was perimenopausal. And I started to feel extremely unhappy at that point, very unfulfilled, even unworthy, although I'd done quite a lot in my life because I've been a podiatrist. I've been treating people's feet until about 2 years ago. So I was worthy, but I was feeling I was worthless. I haven't done anything in my life. I was very tearful. And, of course, recognized that I was going through some kind of trauma in my life. But I didn't want to just pin it down to just menopause and hormonal changes. I think there was a lot more deeper into it because of how I was feeling. And so I looked into self-help. I went on a medication route for a little while. But then I thought, no, there's definitely something that I need to look within. And I'd read some books on menopause as well, where it's time for women to really start looking within, because we tend to give so much of our life to our families and children and other people that we don't take care of ourselves. And if we haven't, then this really is the time to start doing it. So going on the self-help route, I attended some amazing workshops and read some books, which just opened my eyes to how I can help myself to have this freedom. And that time, I really recognized that all the years prior to that, I had been this person who was just pleasing other people the whole time. I wasn't doing things that I loved doing. What did others want? You know, how to make other people happy. And I think what had happens is that it drains you. And that the other thing I also recognized is that now that I started living my life for me, and that doesn't mean that you don't do things for other people, but taking care of me first allowed me to really have this vibrancy in life. So I describe it as I was existing before and now I'm living. So, well, you know, you go through life thinking, it's all fine. But then you hit this point that it actually wasn't fine.
And what comes out of this is the fact that because of this process that you put yourself through, you were then in a position to know right from wrong and know what was good and what was bad, which is a position, a very fortunate position to be in. But we go through each day of our lives, through years even, not realizing that.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iglobalnews.com. Sometimes along the way, we need to be thankful for what we have and what we've given to the world. And I'm talking about gratitude here. And in terms of helping with our mental and well-being status, where does gratitude come in all of this? Because I'm gratified that you're with us today. I'm also gratified by the fact that I'm learning from you today, because you decided to make a change in your life and teach us in this broadcast, making a change in your life, what it's done to you and made you a better person. So gratitude takes the form of many different shapes and sizes and thoughts and processes. Would you like to go into a little bit of detail about that?
Sure. In fact, it actually was the very, very first thing that I was advised to do when I started my journey. And what happens is that we tend to look at life and we tend to look at things that are not working out for us. And how often is it that we start to recognize, oh, actually, that thing I did today was really great. Or that thing that happened to me today was really great. So our focus generally, and I think as societies and that, we tend to keep focusing on what's not working, what's not happening right in our life, you know, what everybody else is doing wrong. And so gratitude starts to turn that around. It starts to get you to look at what you actually do have in life. And when we start making that list, we start realizing that I actually have so much. That list is much bigger. When I work with clients, that list is so much bigger than what's not working in our life. So it changes that perspective. And when we change perspective, we start to feel happier from within, because we are acknowledging, wow, yes, I've got this in my life, I've got that in my life. And we actually start to feel within, and there's a scientific evidence that hormones and serotonins that make us feel happy are released when we focus on what we are grateful for. So I would say, you know, anybody wants to start that journey, to start with writing either early in the morning or last thing at night, start writing things that you are grateful for, things that are happening in your life which make you feel good, and start making building that list and see how you feel then. I really started changing my life by doing that.
And I understand that. And it's true that you can manifest better things as well by being grateful for what you already have, which is just amazing. We are talking to Asmina Jiwa, and Asmina Jiwa is a life coach, but in many different shapes and forms. And she's author, and she's also an author as well of a book that we're going to be talking about later on in the program. Asmina, there are certain ways of thinking in our lives, and that is the thoughts, the ideas and fears that we see on paper that have not yet happened, and the false expectations which sometimes need to be addressed in our lives. And let me go into a bit more detail about this, that there are certain steps we need to be able to think differently, clearly, and particularly through this pandemic we've just been through and still going through for that matter. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of the things I learned, and I was just like, this is what everybody should be taught at school. It's our thoughts that create our feelings. We are so aware of, oh, I'm not feeling happy. I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling annoyed. I'm feeling angry. All those feelings, we become aware of that. But what we don't recognize is that where did they come from? They come from our beliefs. They come from our thoughts. And often we say, oh, they come from that person not doing what I want them to do, or, you know, that person being mean to me. But really, yes, they may be being mean, but it's how we look at it, our perspective about what they're doing. And that thought then creates our feelings, and then that leads to our destiny, where, you know, whatever we are doing or not doing in our life eventually. So really, the steps would be to recognize those thoughts. When you feel unhappy, when you feel any feeling that's not feeling good with yourself, what am I thinking? What is the thought behind it? And often, you know, it is a negative thought. Why are they doing this to me? Or I'm not good enough. So, you know, let's take a simple one. I'm not good enough. So how is it going to make you feel? very under.
Well, it's going to make you feel very low because peer pressure and external pressure from family, friends, associates, especially, and especially in the work environment, somebody says a bad word, you really do take it to heart and you think, well, I don't deserve that. I didn't do that.
Yeah, and that makes you feel very underconfident, low, and then the behavior is going to be, I want to hide, I don't want to, you know, I don't want this criticism again. So then that leads to your behavior. So the thing is, once you recognize, okay, this person has said this to me, which I don't like, and I'm kind of starting to believe, is that really me? Then I'm sure a lot of people will have heard of positive affirmations. So then you start to create positive affirmations. So you start to say to yourself, is that really true what they're saying to me? You know, is that, where's the evidence? And where's the evidence that I am actually worthy? And once you look at it, you will find that evidence. You will see there are many, many areas where we are worthy. And there are many areas we don't get things right in our life. But that goes for everybody.
But that's allowed. allowed. We're allowed to make mistakes, yes.
You know? But we end up comparing ourselves. Oh, that person did so well and I didn't. But no, we all have strengths. We all have weaknesses. What I like to say is we are all perfectly imperfect.
I love that.
So when we say positive things about ourselves, we will find positive evidence. But when we look at negative things, we will find negative things too, because it goes for everybody.
Indeed.
So let's look for, so again, it's like changing your perspective, looking for the positives in you, and you will find them. Everybody has great qualities that we are born with. So start recognizing those thoughts, start changing those thoughts, and then start continuing on the new thought regularly. Because when we don't do that, what happens is that, you know, we've already got these brain pathways which are already formed with the negative thinking. So now we are changing it. So it's not going to happen overnight. So when you form positive affirmations, keep your eye on it. Keep saying it to you regularly. And then that builds the new pathways in the brain. And then we have a new habit.
We are talking to Asmina Jiwa, and Asmina Jiwa is a happiness coach, personal development trainer, author, and international speaker as well.
Log on and to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian, from the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness. iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iGlobalNews.com.
Asmina, I'd like to ask you about, we've talked about positive affirmations, about steps to thinking differently, but sometimes we get into a situation where we often blame others for what we are feeling, and I know you touched on this just a few moments ago, and we often blame others for what we are actually feeling, doing and having, and it may be our boss, it may be somebody from the family or friends, and sometimes we start blaming the people who are nearest and dearest to us as well. So who are we blaming, and how do we get around that? Give us the thought process behind that.
Yeah, so really the thing is, we need to know that we are responsible for our own happiness. And the reason we are blaming is because, again, we've grown up with this idea that everybody else is in charge of making us happy, which is how I lived my life. I kept blaming my husband. Oh, he doesn't let me do this. He doesn't let me go out. But really, he didn't chain me down to say, you can't do this. It was just that I wasn't able to speak up. I wasn't able to voice loud enough to say, this is what I would love to do. This is what I like to
do. Was that a cultural thing or just a personality?
Definitely, because I know I've seen my mom and aunts doing the same thing. Mm. And so I've grown up with, we must please, we must do what, we must serve, you know, we must do what our husbands or our families tell us. And it's so just not true. If we do that, that's when a lot of us get unhappy and we have, health and mental health issues. So it's absolutely to know that the responsibility of feeling happy, living the life, is up to us. So once we say, recognize that where you're blaming, first of all, of course. And then if we ask ourselves the question, okay, if I am responsible for maybe if you're blaming the job. If I am responsible for being in a certain place in my job, in my workplace, or if I am responsible for being happy at my house or home, what am I going to do about it? And once you put that question to yourself, it's about, for me, it was like, okay, I need to be more assertive. I need to speak more about what I like doing. If I don't, nobody else is going to know. And we assume that, oh, because we are with somebody, they should know what we want. Often we say that, don't we? Yeah. Oh, why don't you know that this is what I want?
Yeah, as if we become mind readers all of a sudden.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then we get stuck because we are expecting for other people to make us happy. And that's just not the way. So take responsibility, ask yourself questions like, what can I do about it if I want this and this in my life?
So that's very interesting. So when it comes to blaming others for your downfall, for your depression, for your unhappiness, or things which are not going right, we find it so easy to blame society and people, and so often those people are closest to us. But what you've just taught us today is look at it a different way. Look at it saying, well, this is what I have, who am I blaming, and why am I doing it? I think that's paramount. And you've explained that really well, because sometimes the blame game is not the way to play it. Sometimes the way to play it is saying, well, take a look at myself. And you've just taught us how to do that, as Bina.
Yeah. Yes, it's so much easier to, you know, we call it being a victim.
Yes.
It's easier to blame other people because then you don't have to look within. You don't have to face your fears. That's something you touched on as well. Maybe we can talk about. So we don't have to face what's going on within us, which is a little bit hard work than blaming, but it frees you. It gets you out of that comfort zone. You know, and so let's talk about fear then, because that's come up. So it's a lot of times it's fear which leads us to blame, I think, because we don't want to deal with what's going on. We don't want to work at our fears. And so fears, as you said earlier also, is a lot of it, 95% is false expectations appearing real to us. So we think this is what they're going to say. This is what they're going to do if I say this or if I do this. Or, you know, I'll fail if I take this next step. And so we don't do it and we stay in that comfort zone. And to step out of that comfort zone and to really live life the way you want, we have got to step out of that comfort zone and start facing those fears and reminding ourselves that a lot of them are not real. Things that we think, what if this, what if they say this, what if this happens? 94% of the times they don't work. And the 5%, the real ones, are, yes, somebody will get sick in our family, something might happen, but then we all have the strength to deal with those when it comes to it. And if we look at our past life, how much have we already dealt with? But yet we fear the future. Yep. Okay. So really, a lot of those fears are not true. And the other thing I learned, Tony, very, very, really helped me, is I used to stop myself because I thought that if I'm fearful, I can't do it. So what the truth about fear is, everybody feels fear. It's what we do with that fear. So if we feel the fear and face it and do it anyway, we start to overcome that fear. But I used to think, oh, I can't do it because I'm fearful. So that's one very good lesson I learned in fear.
That's very well put. Yeah, such a lot to take away from that.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
Asmina Jiwa, as a happiness coach, sometimes we need to say no to things and situations. And we often come to believe that it's not what we say or do. And sometimes it's a label we give to ourselves or others when we cannot do what they want. So in a society where it's just easier to say yes and become passive, is it selfish to say no?
I think we all kind of have that label, and we think, oh, if they didn't do this for me, they're selfish. But I think what really happens is that maybe we are tired, and maybe, you know, at that moment we don't feel like doing something. But we are so fearful of the judgment. Oh, they will think, they will not like me. And so we end up saying yes. And then what happens is that it's detrimental to our own health. And I don't think it's selfish, because what I have experienced, when I started taking care of myself, and I started being very positive about who I was actually able to give a lot more, and I was able to give without conditions. Sometimes because we're doing it, when we are doing it with, you know, we're feeling like we have to do it because they won't like us, then really that loses our self-confidence. We don't feel we are worthy. And all that all kind of, you know, goes into a spiral, and we go downwards. And then when we are in that space, how are we able to give unconditionally? We start getting resentful. Oh, why don't they understand? So instead of that, when we give from love, when we are full, our cup is full, we are able to give so much more to other people. So definitely it's not selfish.
So the
sometimes I even like to say, yeah, it's actually selfish not to take care of yourself.
No, indeed. So the takeaway the takeaway from this is that it's okay to say no, and don't be afraid of doing so.
Yes, it's okay. And you have to say, you can say it in the most polite way. It doesn't have to be rude. Mm. We can just say things like, what I've learned in communication is, I feel very tired today. So we are expressing how I'm feeling. And would you mind if I don't do it today? So we can say it in the most polite way, most loving way. Mm. And I'm sure most people would understand that. When we talk about how we are feeling, I think everybody would understand that.
Indeed.
And then the no would come very easily.
In the last few closing moments that we have together, I'd love to know about the fact that you've given us a fantastic insight into being happy in one's life. But in order to further enhance that, you've also gone and written a book, haven't you? And expressed what we've discussed today in more detail in your book, Freedom to Be Me. Tell us about that, please, Esmina.
Yes, I'll just show you the picture of my book. That's Freedom to Be Me.
Fantastic.
And recently this year, I also became a co-author in another book called The New Woman, where there's 33 of us sharing inspiring stories. And another book I'm also going to be published, where I'm one of 20 authors, and it's called When Grace Found Me. So co-author of two books and author of Freedom to Be Me. So my book is about my journey and tools that everybody can use in their life. And at the end of every chapter, there's a work, a reflection page. So people can put themselves in the situation, in the lessons I'm teaching, and how they can transform their life. And then I'm also running workshops starting in September, which people can find on my website.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
Esmina Juma, as a happiness coach, personal development trainer, author, and international speaker, and also, of course, the great book that you told us about, you have the last word. If people want to get in touch with you and find out more about what you do and how they can get in touch with you and learn more about what we've discussed today, how can they do that?
Okay, sure, yes. So I've got my book on my website, my workshops, and my website is www.asminajiwa.com. And people can download free three chapters for free on the website, and also apply to come to my workshops, which will be Freedom to Be You.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.